This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rob Bradford earlier today here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. If you missed any of the full interview, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, which you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. You heard my reaction there, Keith. I know you had a similar one. Sounds to me, reading between the lines, yeah. Bradfo knows Meyer's getting sent down.
And that's really disappointing to me. I think there is an opening for him here. He's willing to move positions. Bradford talked about in that cut about how, you know, he's a shortstop, and yet he has taken to third base. It hasn't all been perfect, but I'd say it's been pretty good. You know, we've seen a lot of guys moving around positions. A couple of years ago, you saw like eight different guys play shortstop. They were all bad at it. So Meyer is sort of taking to third base. I think he could do the same for second, which they've already had him do. He's already played a few games there at second base. They don't have an everyday second baseman. I don't even know what the ideal platoon would be at second base. I don't want David Hamilton starting games while Marcelo Meyer is in Worcester. And I know if you don't want to start Marcelo Meyer against lefties all the time, so be it.
Yeah,
right. You're trying to win games now. I get it. And if Romy Gonzalez, Romy Gonzalez has to play.
Meyer and Romy Gonzalez is actually a pretty good platoon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think your lineup's better. I think your defense is better, right? Because if you're prioritizing defense at all, I think Meyer, even though he has limited experience, is going to be better in short order, if he isn't already, than David Hamilton. And there's really no pressure on him at the plate. I mean, he's going to hit eighth or ninth in the order, and you hope that he can turn around. He's already shown some pop. He had two hits last night. He's not crushing it, but Christian Campbell, that last month of Christian Campbell was kind of a rough watch. And that was sort of this guy probably makes sense for him to get sent down, because he needed to figure out what position he's playing, if he can get good at whatever position it is, and then just get more confident at the plate. Whereas Meyer at least automatically helps you in the field. And I think he's going to be, you know, if you give him enough at-bats, I think we're going to look back at the end of the season and be like, all right, he was at the very least an average hitter this year.
Meyer's hitting .231, as you said, yeah, with four homers. Again, the idea is, well, are you replacing him with David Hamilton on the big league roster? Do you know Hamilton's numbers offhand?
So you said .231 for Meyer?
Yep.
It's got to be below that. Is he hitting .200?
.179.
Oh, my God. Worse than I thought. Yeah, so I don't want that. And he's bad in the field.
Well, that was a hit last night.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, right. It's with least, up to
at least
to
Meyer is going to be good defensively.
Yeah. David Hamilton is good at second base. Defensively, he is good. Yeah.
I mean, you're telling me there's
a
metric?
Defensive run saved, he's up at the top.
Okay. So, I mean, telling me there's an actual tangible metric. Watching him, I wouldn't agree with that, but if you got a stat.
And maybe
that's
mostly shortstop, I guess. Yeah. Like where he stinks.
So, but to me,
he lost him a game earlier this year.
Meyer is going to play well defensively there. He's played well defensively at third and short. I believe he can do it at second. And there's the upside of him actually hitting, which you don't have with Hamilton. The alternative, though, is, well, Meyer can go back down and play every day. I don't mind if he's not playing every day. In other words, sit him against lefties if you need to. Play Romy Gonzalez needs to play against lefties right now. Same with Ref Snyder. Has to.
Yeah.
So whether Romy Gonzalez is splitting time with Toro at first or Meyer at second or some combination thereof, fine. Figure out a way to get that done. He can even DH if you need him to. But Meyer's playing 75% of the time, whatever that is, against lefties starting these games, I think he should be at second as well. But listening to Bradfoe and listening to Breslow earlier today, and this is on the front office report, Greg Hill's show, which again, you can listen to the full thing on the Odyssey app. I kind of thought this was an innocuous non-answer. You properly pointed out, Keith, with a very detailed ear.
Yes, that's
you,
me.
You properly pointed out Breslow didn't slam the door shut on Meyer getting sent down.
Well, I don't think it was a mistake to bring him up, kind of working backwards here. You know, Alex got hurt, and Marcella was the right guy to fill in. And I think we've seen an incredible ability for him to step into third base and play really good defense there, despite the fact that he hadn't played a ton coming up. He was obviously, you know, he's a shortstop and at some point is going to play shortstop again. But we have to make the best decision for the organization and the best decision for Marcello. And you know, usually those things overlap. But we'll figure that out when Alex is back and, you know, we'll make the best decision we can.
So
didn't sound like he's staying.
No. Now, look.
Didn't rule anything out. Didn't like for sure say he was going down.
Is there any nuance here? I don't know the Worcester schedule. So, like, is there any nuance where it's like the All-Star break's coming up anyway? Do they have a similar break at the same time? Like, is Worcester going to play all week? Do you send him down for a week and then after the All-Star break he comes back? Where it's just, hey, get down there, play every day, come back for the second half. And in the meantime, David Hamilton hangs on the roster. Fine. I could be talked into something like
that. They have the same break.
Okay. So then I don't get it. I wouldn't get, or I wouldn't agree with anyway, Meyer getting sent down to make room for Bregman. DFA Hamilton. Send Hamilton down.
They're currently in a six-game series with Rochester?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
3-3, home and home?
No.
Six games in Rochester?
That's right.
You think they're at the Toy Hall of Fame?
They better be. They better be. I also went to a good brewery. I can let those guys know what it was later.
Text our guy Marcello for when he gets sent down there.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all at Rochester. That's a long series.
That's a long time. How long were you in Rochester? I guess was it a full week?
No, day.
Just a day?
Well, I was in Auburn for a week, but
Got it.
I guess that's what they do. This is news to us. They play teams six straight games to cut down on travel, I guess. In April, they were in Rochester for 6 days. Am I looking at the schedule wrong?
Yeah. Well, and earlier this month, they were home against Syracuse and then at Syracuse.
Man, no wonder Kyle Harrison's so rough down there. He's only faced one team so far.
Well, and they're facing the same guys.
No wonder
you're either hot or you're not.
Same team's seen him three times.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, well, I get it. Cut my guy Kyle Harrison some slack. No. But no, I don't feel good if that's what they're doing.
No.
Like, if you make a big trade, like, you make a big ticket trade or something like that, you're like, okay, we really added outside talent. I get the Bregman's coming back. There's an easy fix. Hamilton, see ya. Bye.
Yeah, because I would like to see what that lineup looks like game over game, especially if you go through a stretch of right-handers, right? Like, when you're going through a bunch of lefties, it seems like they have played a lot of lefties as of late. And Roman Gonzalez and Rob Refschneider both deserve to play every single game against lefties. Hell, you can start to make the case, too, with Romy. Like, all right, he's hitting righties, too. Just play him. Play him until he cools off.
Well, he's hot. Play him. So, no, I get you want Meyer to play. Meyer can play at the big league level. I didn't bring him up to send him down. I wouldn't do that with Anthony. Campbell, you had to. If it goes as bad as Campbell went, well, then you'll eventually have to send Meyer down. I don't think there's any shame in that. We said it a million times. Mike Trout got sent down after a cup of coffee. Didn't work out with Trout early either. And he certainly figured it out. Not to say that these guys are Mike Trout, but I don't think there's any shame in getting sent down if you're really struggling. Yeah. He's not struggling to Christian Campbell levels, I don't think. I'm with you on that.
You know, we didn't mention it all. It was Yoshida's debut last night.
Oh, three hits?
Three hits.
I think he came out first pitch swinging last night, right?
His
first pitch, he bopped a single.
And he ripped a hit, and I forget which Will in the booth it was, Fleming or Middlebrooks, but mentioned something like after he had his first hit, he's like, yeah, this is going to be like a three-hit game for him. And lo and behold.
Boom.
Three-hit game for him.
So, I don't know. Sell high on Yoshida?
Sure.
Stock's high right now.
Take him.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. A lot of you waiting patiently. We got WEEI Afternoons at 2. We got Clip du Jour and Grab Bag on the way as well, so a lot still in store. Matt's in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I was really dragging today, you know, with the heat and out with the rain, but the Will Clark audio just really made my day. And I just like to say furthermore that when you're wrong on absolutely all fronts, there's nothing like an obsidian lace tirade to really, you know, put you over the top.
True.
But I got to have Joe Ryan. I remember, Lanny, you were on the Joe Ryan train. You were betting the Joe Ryan starts. I was with
Big
you.
Time.
And the trade I got is Duran. Campbell, and I don't know his word. I only know my is the password from the minor league.
Justinson? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
I don't like that Stinks is prominently in the name, but I believe that's how you say it.
Bill Fleming, you can go f*** off.
I thought it was
All right.
I thought it was Stinkson.
Stinkson?
Joss Stinkson.
I had no idea.
Is it Nixon? Joss Nixon?
I think, well, we do have like
I'm trying to figure out how to spell it to Google it.
You should change it to Trot Nixon. Just change his first name.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, with that guy, you literally go to like...
No, I want to hear it,
let me bing his name, and you're like, I don't even know where to start.
No, I'd like to hear it.
The password.
By the way, that's way too much for Joe Ryan.
It's way too much.
I mean, that might be...
Joss Nixon.
Joss Nixon.
Joss Stinkson.
No, Joss Nixon.
Yeah, but I think
like Frost Nixon, the film. It's just like that. I think Academy Award nominated film, Frost Nixon.
I don't know, it might be Joss Stinkson.
I think it is. I swear to God.
J-H-O-S-T-Y-N-X-O-N.
Joss Stinkson.
Trade him.
You guys got Stinks right in the middle of the name? Get him out of there.
You gotta get rid of him.
So, no, but I'm
It was like Grant Balfour. You have a guy named Balfour as your closer?
Out of here.
Or wasn't there a closer named Blewett?
Yeah.
I think there was.
We should have seen it. We should have seen it with Walker Buehler coming, is what we should
Walker.
Have seen.
Walker.
Yeah, Walker is right Get there, right in front of us.
Oh, I thought you were going for PU.
Well, I was thinking which way I wanted to go with the joke.
He was trying to shoehorn that
in. Yeah, I was. Don't worry about it. You beat me to it. It's catching on. People are saying it everywhere, including tonight.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But, no, that's way too much. I wouldn't even trade Campbell. I wouldn't trade Campbell straight up for Joe Ryan.
No, I wouldn't either.
Durant, I would.
Not yet. Durant, I would.
And if they
Tristan Casas, I certainly would.
And if they want more than that, well, then fine. Then I'm not doing it. But that's way too much for Joe Ryan.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? off.
Yeah. That's how you punctuate it right there. Lanny, are you going to buy a Joe Ryan jersey?
Oh,
you
have
to. You kind of have to.
I kind of have to.
T-shirt jersey.
But he is younger than me, and I abide by that rule.
Yep.
Well, but I am a fan, so.
Yeah. He is good.
I was wearing
maybe a bobblehead.
Definitely a bobblehead.
Maybe get the Joe Ryan bobblehead.
I was wearing my
Joe Ryan giveaway night for jersey.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
How about that?
But I can dig the T-shirt jersey.
Yeah.
You can't invest in a button-down, you know what I mean?
I was wearing my own jersey at the Revs last night.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah. You notice we were the only two in Revs.
Sick brag, bro.
We were the only two in Revs jerseys.
We were bringing it, though.
Yeah.
We were bringing it. Couldn't bring them a win, but we had a nice time. Good time had by all.
A Green City Connect Joe Ryan jersey would be pretty.
Come on. That's
nice.
Talk about that.
You don't want the yellow and blue? I like the yellow and blue one, too.
I'll tell you, sleep on that. I don't like the yellow and blue until that kid picked the home run out of the sky in the Green Monster seats
look
wearing
nice.
The yellow and blue. I was like, man.
Look nice.
You got to rethink everything.
Look, the Red Sox, hey, good uniforms. Dennis is in New Hampshire waiting very patiently on Will Clark. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hello.
Hello, hey.
I appreciate your
So, hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, my connection. I'm in Rye, New Hampshire. Hello?
Can you hear happens me? Out in Rye. No, it's a little bit of a false start, but we're good. We got you.
Yep. I just want to say about the whole AI stuff. The thing, I think, began with alcohol with Will Clark. Had a few, probably had a few pops and didn't remember what he said, you know?
Okay, thanks, Dennis.
The guy is drunk.
Bill Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right?
The AI is for alcohol.
AI.
The Dodgers to the World Series.
So here's I mean, something's going on with Will Clark. Look, something's going on, and that's why I feel like we should maybe tread lightly.
Yeah.
Because we're going to read something about him in a week, and we're like, do you guys feel bad about making fun of him? We're like, yeah, kind of now.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of now based on this, based on this revelation.
So other than that, I'm cool.
You don't sound very cool, Will Clark.
See, here's the trick, and not everybody can have the perfect joke like P. Euler. Not everybody.
No, you're a craftsman.
Not everybody can have a perfectly well-crafted joke. But if you're going to go with the A is alcohol in AI, don't you need the I as well?
It's still intelligence. It's still intelligence. alcohol intelligence. Okay. It remains the same.
So yeah. Right there under my nose, 100%. I missed it. Okay.
He doesn't need to add that.
You know what? I'll back off it.
Yeah.
That's on me. All right. Good joke. Well done,
tough
joke.
Connection in Rye, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, this is changing subjects real quick. I just saw this on TMZ.
Sure.
I almost drove off the road and wasn't even driving.
Uh-huh.
TMZ, Casey Anthony. You know Casey Anthony?
Yeah, I do.
She was spotted in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Don't like that.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Not in my state.
No.
Fun spot bound?
She was not fun spot bound. She was at a bar in Manchester with a guy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if he knows the whole backstory, but he might want to...
Look out there, guy.
Get out.
John is north in Revere. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, you know, we got Bregman coming back, and Yoshi just came back, 3 hits last night. So I'm thinking, if we're going to be trading Duran, why not send him back to San Fran for Devers and do a Coco Chris?
Somebody tickling that guy at the end?
Yeah, he couldn't quite get through it. So he
you
wants
think
to,
somebody came over and started tickling him while he was calling us?
To trade Duran for Devers back.
You know, with this AI bullshit that's going on.
Is that an AI call?
Could be.
It could have been an AI call.
If you're curious about what Devers
what
is doing.
What if that's an AI Will Clark talking about AI?
No, guys, that was the first successful prank caller to our show. That guy did it.
If you want a Devers update, you got to stay tuned to the grab bag. Your daily Devers update is coming your way.
Oh, no, the guy texted in. Not that guy. The guy from Rye, New Hampshire. The AI actually stands for intoxicated. Alcohol intoxicated.
Alcohol intoxicated.
He goes, sorry, you guys caught me off guard.
No.
All right, I'll stand down.
All right.
At the risk of taking more of these, Mike's in Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you guys paying attention to what's going on in Worcester?
Always.
Sure.
I was born in Worcester,
okay,
Mike. What do you think?
You know that Vaughn Grissom has been tearing it up for the last month.
Yep.
So I would send Myers and Hamilton down to the minors, and I bring up Vaughn Grissom, who is a second baseman.
Okay, admittedly, first time we've had that call.
I like it.
A lot of times people go, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this before, and I roll my eyes a little bit, but that's the first time we've gotten that one. Vaughn Grissom's tearing the cover off the ball?
Tearing it up.
Okay.
Tearing it up, tearing it off.
Nick, you're the Worcester guy.
Yeah, Nick, you're supposed to.
I'm Kyle Harrison because he stinks.
You're supposed to keep us in the loop on this. You're the Worcester guy.
Month of July?
Yeah.
7 games?
Yep.
Hitting .480 with a 1,300 OPS.
Oh, He's like the Worcester Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 doubles and 1 long Johnson.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't check June.
Thin air, though, in
Worcester.
Worcester,
ball flies.
Well, no, Rochester is where
Rochester.
They've been there a week straight.
Yeah. That's true.
One more of these.
They're on vacation in Rochester.
Jerome is in Scituate. Hello, Jerome.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Where's Jonesy? Is Jonesy here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here today.
Okay. I want Jonesy to. The only one speaking here, so he can get the, truth on
butt this. Out, Keith. Yeah.
For Pete's sake, Jerome.
I've got, first of all, Marcelo Meyer.
Who are you with, Jerome?
I understand.
Jerome, who are you with? Who's with you?
That's an old girlfriend.
Oh, hell yeah, Jerome.
It's all right. Good. I'm happy I asked.
Sick brag, bro.
Here we go. Marcelo Meyer, I understand why he's going down. Okay, but the main reason I called is that let's put an end to this popcorn stand in Goffstown, okay?
What happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Thank you, Jerome. I'm the only one here, Jerome. Just okay, you and me talking there, guy. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Keith.
Yeah.
Promise this lady, first of all, he says, oh, I'm going to take you out on Glen Lake. We're going to go for a nice sail on my boat on Glen Lake. Then we're going to go for dinner. Now, Craig, did you...
I don't have a boat, Jerome. It throws a hole in your whole entire story.
Let him have a boat.
No, I don't talk.
Do you know where Glen Lake is?
No.
Rich?
No, I don't.
You don't know that it almost abuts Dunbarton and it's in Glen, it's in Goffstown?
Yeah, you don't know that?
You don't know?
I studied the map in a while, Jerome.
You don't know where Glen Lake is. Well, I'm going to tell you. Okay, listen. So anyway, he promised her, he never gave the ride to her on the sailboat in Glen Lake.
Sailboat.
But what he did...
Separate
what
ride.
He did was he brought her back to the popcorn stand, and that was her dinner. It was a large popcorn. I'll say that.
I did the popcorn trick.
You had to reach a little further down.
He put the butter in it too.
Yeah.
So
all right, Jesus, Jerome. You're telling me you don't know where Glen Lake is?
I'm going to get all the map people coming out of the woods.
You got a sailboat on Glen Lake?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready?
Is Glen Lake one of the Great Lakes?
I don't even have.
Lake Champlain in Vermont, we kind of talk about that like it's one of the honorary Great Lakes. It's not a Great Lake. I don't know Glen Lake.
Skipping over the fact that Keith has a sailboat. None of us have been on it.
I don't have a boat, Jerome.
But so is his
My
issue.
Buddy from Goffstown just texted me. He goes, you don't know where Glen Lake is? That's crap.
You're caught.
All right, maybe I do.
Checks out.
Listen, yeah. Maybe I do know where Glen Lake is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been on Glen Lake.
You already leaned into blaming AI for whatever happened at the popcorn stand. Smart.
That was AI.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But is his critique ultimately that you offered to buy this young lady dinner and then you just the
bought
dinner
her
popcorn?
Popcorn
that
was, I guess.
I guess that's the
that's
that's the truth.
Something. She would get her something to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
I don't know how Jerome knows all this. Is he perhaps the father?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Lady? I don't know.
Inside job.
He's been holding on to that for a while?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm happy we could clarify that. Good run of calls there on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. You guys can get in line. More of those can get in line for WEEI Afternoons. Comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag. Now come inside. He took the legend for its fall. You saw the product of it all. Now television's in the air. Now circumcision's on the chair. You made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now. Why can't you see that you are my grab bag? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.